Another example of what can happen when a person doesn't report, a gentleman that worked with our agency for quite a few years, and it was early on when I was there. It was before we had developed some of the expertise on benefits planning. And he came back, and he had been gone for a few years, but he came back with a letter from Social Security saying that he had an overpayment of over $27,000. So needless to say, there was quite a bit of panic on his part. And he was angry at the world. He was angry at us. So we sat down and took a look at it. And what had happened is he was another person who had gotten Social Security disability and had been working and doing work that was substantial enough that he shouldn't have gotten a check at all. Okay. He had never reported this to Social Security. And as a result, he had been overpaid for about 7 years. He'd been getting a check for about 7 years that he wasn't supposed to get. So he had this huge overpayment. And what we had to do was go up to Social Security together. And we got his sisters involved. After talking about it, he said that his sisters handled a lot of his money and that he'd like to have them involved. So we got together, all of us, and went up to Social Security and talked with someone there. We filed what's called a waiver, which basically says that he was doing everything he knew he was supposed to do, it was a financial hardship to pay the $27,000 back, which that piece wasn't hard. I mean, that's a lot of money. So the argument we made, because one of the problems with filing a waiver is if you haven't reported, it's really hard to get a waiver through because that's a responsibility of everybody that gets Social Security. One of the arguments we had to make was that he didn't have the understanding and he wasn't really capable of understanding his responsibility there. And his sisters didn't understand either. And that was why they hadn't reported. They just didn't, they thought they were doing what they needed to. And as a result, you know, here's this huge overpayment. Now, things that worked in his favor were that he had never had an overpayment before. And Social Security looks on it better when there's no previous overpayments. But what we did is we filed the paperwork for a waiver. I think it went through an appeal or two, meaning that it was denied, I think, the first time. But eventually he was able to have that overpayment waived and got his benefits back, basically, because we said, you know, what he was doing was not substantial. Even though he was in a position where he was being paid above the level that would normally be considered substantial, the job was in a position where he was getting a significant amount of assistance. So as a result, he got his benefits back when we were able to successfully argue that he was doing what he thought he had to maintain benefits. He didn't realize he was not, or that he was supposed to be reporting the way he was. So we were able to successfully counter that. He got it waived and got his benefits back. But if he had been reporting all along, then none of that stuff happens. We catch it when he first became ineligible. And you don't have any of the mess that we had to deal with. And he doesn't have to go through that fear, and that just that scary situation where he thinks, you know, I've got this $27,000 bill that I have no way to pay because I have no income.